Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Can't be measured. Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
To another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we count down the days, 11 days, 4 hours, 28 minutes, 41, 39, 38 seconds away before the big show in Dallas, Texas for the 2018 NFL Draft. And one of the young men making his path towards that next level is the UAB Blazers standout offensive lineman, Chris Slugger. Chris, fabulous opportunity for our audience to get to know you. We appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. What's it like knowing that your teammates are in spring ball mode and you're almost under 2 weeks away from finding out where you'll be playing?
It feels great because, you know, you're not in that college mode anymore and you're kind of in the real life. So basically you've just been going from training all day just to doing that and not doing anything, just waiting for a phone call.
Yeah, you share the same. A lot of guys that come on the show, that's what they, yeah, everybody's just waiting for that phone call at this point. Now, we got a lot to talk about with you because you got a pretty unique set list of topics to talk about. I mean, 5,000-yard rusher in high school. You go the JUCO route, then you become an offensive lineman. So there's so much to discuss. So let's kind of get back to the Pop Warner Pee-wee days. I mean, were you more athletically gifted than all the other kids? If you were playing back then, were you basically scoring touchdowns left and right?
Yeah, you could say that, but I mean, obviously, like all running backs, the offensive line had to do their job, so they did their job, and then I got to do mine, so definitely had a lot of fun in high school with scoring touchdowns and running the ball and being a ball carrier, but I mean, that time kind of dwindled down, and once I got to junior college, it was kind of time to face reality, because in high school, I wasn't just like a little running back either, I was probably about the same size as my lineman, so I was just living out a fantasy right there, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about, because I'm like, what was your size in high school?
In high school, I was probably like 6'3", like 245, 250. So.
Dude, you just had to be a battering ram.
Yeah, so basically it was just like our high school coach used to just say, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, so. We weren't going for, like, the big bomb passes. We were just basically sitting there pounding the ball.
Oh, man, Chris. I can only imagine, you know, I mean, high school football, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, you got some monsters like you out there, and then you have some guys that just, you know, are undersized. And I can imagine just the idea of facing a 6'3", 245-pound high school kid coming at you full force. That would be quite a show. I'm sure all the fans back in the day had to kind of say, man, look at this kid go. So kind of take us through this. You're doing your thing at high school. You're the running back, success. And then how do you kind of get, I guess, lost in the shuffle of teams recruiting you, and how do you end up having to go the JUCO route? Because obviously you have a tremendous skill set.
Basically what happened is, like everybody, they start high school, they don't really think about their future and kind of just mess around with grades. And then I wasn't, like, a qualifier out of high school, so I knew I had to go to the JUCO route. So basically just kind of, like, knew I was going the JUCO route, so I was just waiting to see whatever happens there. And then I got one offer to play at a junior college in Iowa, and then I went and walked on at Iowa Western, where I played 2 years. and then I also wrestled at.
Oh wow, wrestled there as well. How
yes.
How successful was the wrestling part? Pretty good.
So basically, what that happened, we just got back from Christmas break, my freshman year, and then the head coach kind of like reached out to me and said, "Hey, we'll give you like a little bit of a scholarship to wrestle, like just come be a part of the team and finish the season out." So basically, I did that with like kind of like a little over a month left of the wrestling season, and then like I'm not really for sure what the record was, but I ended up placing either fourth or fifth at regionals, getting a chance to go to nationals, and then just ended up kind of being the Cinderella person there and placing in top eight.
That's awesome. Awesome stuff. Once again, Chris Slugger, the standout Blazers offensive lineman, very unique background as he makes his path towards this next level, kind of enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're always free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. And then we'll be getting his full bio page up to collegetopro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about Chris, as again, the days count down to the 2018 NFL Draft and why this young man could be protecting your favorite team's quarterback at the National Football League. So I'm curious. I mean, so obviously you had to have some success because instantly you're at Northern Iowa doing their thing, and that's fantastic program, you know, in the Mahoning Valley Football Conference as well. So what was it like making that jump? And I mean, how long did it take till you kind of knew that, you know, you had the skill set to survive there as well?
Basically, after my freshman fall semester at Iowa Western, the O-line coach that's there now, he said that he's like, "Hey, I could turn you into an unstoppable guard." And I was just like kind of just not believing it. But then we took that idea and then we ran with it my sophomore year, and then had a pretty good show my sophomore year, as we made it to the national championship and faced East Mississippi. And then I was planning on coming back and wrestling that second semester of my freshman year. And then I decided to graduate early, and then kind of just like didn't really have any offers at a junior college. And you and I told me that if I wanted to come there, I went and visited, and then I had to like sign by like that next Wednesday. So I was kind of just like in a rush, and then I was just like, screw it, I'm just going to sign with these guys, sign with them. Then played 1 year there, and then I had a chance to play the high ball, Division 1A, and then so I just took that.
Nice. And I mean, it's kind of exciting knowing that you've excelled. And I mean, you had to be pretty raw. I think that shows the athleticism. I mean, basically, running back in high school, and then you get to, you know, community college, and you're playing offensive lineman. So, I mean, that's pretty, was it an easy transition for you? And I guess, you know, how much weight have you added since then? I think I see around 305, 310. Veteran, you know, what sites I check out, but how long did it take you to get that mass you have?
Junior college, I just came off from playing tight end, so I was like 250. I probably played junior college ball at 270, and then when I got to UNI, I was like 285, and our O-line coach always told me I had to be 300. Well, then I got down here, and then just finally started like packing on the weight. And, I mean, I feel like I don't look different, but then now I'm weighing like 300, so.
It's awesome stuff, man. So once you arrive at UAB, sure, when you're thinking back to how you arrived in playing D1 football, Chris, when does it kind of sink in that you have an opportunity to, you know, what you're doing on Saturday could, you know, earn you a living on Sunday? When does that really kind of sink in?
It'll sink in right when, like I said before, get the call and, like, actually perform, because – I mean, right now it's just like, just got your fingers crossed. I mean, I'm doing everything in my power to get me there. It's just waiting for everything to fall into place for it too. And then once that does, it'll just be a relief. And then obviously it's not stopped there, just getting there, but to actually excel and be a dominant player in the league.
Definitely. And I ask all the guys that come on this program, what do you think scouts are going to love about you? I mean, if we threw you in the film room with some NFL guys right now, they're breaking down the tape of Chris Slugger. What do you think is going to make them pause the film and look at you and just say, Chris, we love this about you. We love that about you. We love this about you. I mean, what do you think they're going to reach? You know, what are the words going to be about that?
I definitely say that they look at me to be interchangeable throughout positions, because when I first started down here, I was a tackle. Well, then I played guard. And then through the season, I was doing some center during practice. So I got the snapping down, just like I can ID fronts, give a mic call, and just my athleticism is get a shot, because, I mean, I don't look 300, but I definitely play bigger than what I look. So.
Nice. Look, I mean, does anything go unnoticed? I mean, film study, weight room warrior, maybe a team captain? I mean, anything? Because we pass this off. I know the guys have to know about it, but we're so close to the draft. But what would film reveal?
I would say that I basically lead by example. I'm not like a big vocal leader, so I'm going to do my best every play, and I'm going to look to be better than be the best player on the field, to be a standout and say, that's the kind of stuff that we want. This is the kind of technique, or this is the kind of physicalness.
Nice, nice. Man, it's got to be an exciting time, Chris. And like I said, I was so excited. Martin Fishman, Stan, these guys, they represent you. When Martin said that, you're coming on, he was giving me a little bit of your background. I was like, man, I was excited to just kind of, be able to share you with our audience and let these, let the rest of the draft football world know all the intangibles you bring to the table, because I think it's such a fun background. Again, high school running back, and then what, JUCO tight end terms, NFL draftable, interchangeable guard, tackle, center guy. I mean, that's pretty fun stuff. Usually it's just, guy with a guard, guy with a guard, guy with a guard, still a guard. I mean, you were the gauntlet. And I don't know if we've ever had a 6'3", 245-pound running back high school kid on the show. In fact, I know we haven't, but I said it makes the show that much funner when we kind of break some new barriers and get to talk about something a little different. For you, I mean, have you had any – are you getting calls, any sniffs? I mean, sometimes it's quiet. I mean, we talk to, probably 20 guys a week, and so it's not a – sometimes teams are calling, sometimes they're just kind of laying back. Have you heard anything, though, from the next level?
I would say that I haven't got any calls, but I mean, our coaches kind of like were in touch with some scouts, and I mean, they said they really liked it, but I mean, that's just like words. So if it does come true, that'd be awesome. But like I said, it's basically just quiet and doing my own thing, just working out and just making sure that when the moment comes, I'm just ready for at full speed and not to be sitting on my heels, always be on the balls of my feet for whatever comes at me.
Awesome stuff. Once again, the UAB standout, Chris Slugger, who's also second team, Conference USA, and you guys have been listening to the show. I mean, fantastic climb from the JUCO level, and the comparisons to him kind of growing into the position that's kind of brought him this far, I think speaks volumes. One, to your athleticism, and then you just got to be a quick learner who adapts quickly and just kind of executes everything you need to do at such a fast level. I mean, from you kind of going to different schools and just building off each one of those. Before we let you go, though, we always like to have some fun with our guests, shoot a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with a couple questions?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, Bill Clark is the coach of the Blazers. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Clark and what they do in front of him?
One of the kids, actually, one of the linemen, my first year down there, we're in our old facility. We're just kind of hanging out before a team meeting, and Coach Clark didn't come through the door he usually comes through. He came through like the back door. So then this kid's up there impersonating them, and he just kind of like looked back, saw him, and then sat down. And then Coach Clark said, he's like, usually people don't imitate me when they have 2 years left. Usually it's like they're kind of like out the door thing. So.
That's a classic. That's a great story. That's a good one. They're very, very nice. Now, offensive linemen, you guys are the big boys of the team. I ask this of all the offensive linemen that come on the program. Who's the biggest eater on that Blazers lineup? And what's the craziest meal you've ever seen one of those guys eat?
I would say one of the kids that is the craziest eater on the line would have to be this guard, Rashad Cook. And it's just crazy because one weekend he went home and he came back like either 10 or 15 pounds heavier, like over a little break. So no one knows what he ate, who he ate. Just came back like 15 pounds heavier.
That's fantastic. And then the final one for you, offensive lineman, and you could be different. This is a 50-50. Usually all the other guys have something they want. Offensive lineman, 50-50. Your cleats, your spikes, Chris. It's a popular thing for guys to have something painted on their shoes right now. If you could have anything painted on your cleats, what would you want to see?
Oh, man, I don't even know. It's just hard. It's a toss-up because you don't know what you want. I would have to go with just a generic, the state of Iowa or something. Just because. A bunch of some corn painted on there, tassels or some light.
Cool. Man, I cannot wait to follow your name as the days count down again till the 26th. I think it's going to be an exciting weekend for you. You're definitely going to land somewhere. I just think you're too talented not to. We appreciate you sharing your day with us. We know you got a lot on your plate, and for you to take some time out of it to let us, again, share you with our audience, we really appreciate it.
I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Chris Sluggerty, standout UAB offensive lineman, showing the versatility of the guard, play tackle, learn how to snap. As a kid that has been building up the momentum till this day, you got to love the versatility. And again, the athleticism that this kid brings. The wrestler background, tight end background, running back in high school, just fantastic. So excited to get him on because I really, really think that this is going to be a fun guy to watch as, summertime approaches and we start watching training camps and things of that nature. If you want more of Chris Slugger, the standout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, his full bio at College to Pro. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.